Welcome back to the Serial Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, the Serial Hustler. It's good to be back. So much has changed since the last podcast that I put out. I don't even know where to begin, but I guess that's the first step is to start. So without further ado, let's get into it, guys. What's up, guys? Oh my God, it feels good to be back in the saddle. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Alrighty. Well, welcome back, guys. Glad to be back. And I'm feeling good, you know? Despite the pandemic, despite the health crisis, the adversity is creating friction, which is making me grow, and I dig it. So there's three things I want to talk about. I'm reading this book right now called Leadership 2.0. It's fucking badass, and I'm getting so much out of it, so much value. It's fucking incredible. I also want to talk about selling do's and don'ts during the pandemic, and I just want to give you guys an update on what's going on in my life. So without further ado, let's get into it. So when I first started doing Serial Hustler, I was working as a repair tech, an electronic repair tech. I was living with my great uncle, and it was a very uncomfortable living situation. Long story short, I got kicked out by my cousin. Never gave me a reason. That really hurt, man. That hurt fucking bad. Left a bad taste in my mouth. But it all worked out because I visualized where I wanted to be, and I visualized the apartment. I visualized biking to work from my garage apartment, and that is exactly what I got, and I'm still so grateful. Like, I have so much gratitude that I am where I am, and I live in the neighborhood that I do. It's an affluent neighborhood, you know. I'm surrounded by people driving Teslas, and it's right next to a very very nice university as well, and it's just a really nice area. It's just top notch. I mean, I love it. And when I moved over here, it was because I wanted to be able to bike to work. And then now, guess what? I'm biking to work. Because I don't know if you followed me, but I quit that job, and then I went and pursued reselling and marketing. And then I came back a couple months ago. I came back and I got my job back over there, and it's just kind of weird. Like, I was thinking about it. It's kind of come full circle, you know, in a roundabout sort of way. And I didn't think that I would ever go back and enjoy working there. Like, I never thought, you know, I thought if I ever did go back, I would like be going back with my tail between my legs. However, that's not the case at all. Because I went in and I did the interview, and I was talking to them, and they even like were saying that, like, hey, like, we wouldn't even mind, bumping you up into a manager role, you know? And, not that I would want to be a manager there, but it felt good. Like, to hear that, like, yeah, that was a nice little ego booster. It's just a really enjoyable job. I mean, it's very gratifying when you fix an electronic, you bring it back to life. It's kind of like the eBay app when it goes cha-ching when you sell something, or like you win a video game. It's awesome, and it's definitely, I feel like, a skill, a very useful skill to have, and like just to be able to troubleshoot and like use that, like to flex that muscle and to get good at it is, I think it's something that very few people possess, and like kind of separates the boys from the techs. So to speak. So that's what I've been up to. Leadership 2.0. It's the current book I'm reading right now. The same people that did Emotional Intelligence 2.0 wrote this book. And so I'm walking home from work. I have no idea why I was walking home from work, when I could have biked home. But I saw this book. It was propped up. Like, somebody wanted this book to be found. Like, it was kind of just like one of those, felt like a meant to be moment in a cheesy way, but I picked it up and I was reading I read like this quote from the back, like it says, "What distinguishes us as human beings is that we are capable of positive change." They explain how to employ our intelligence in a beneficial way. The Dalai Lama, I guess, said that. I guess he's talking about this book. I didn't realize the Dalai Lama was reading books about becoming a better manager, but it's a really dope book. I mean, I don't blame him. It's awesome. But I really liked this little nugget of knowledge that I got out of it, where they were talking about you don't want to be essentially a micromanager. You want them to be passionate and you don't want to have to tell them to do everything. You want them just to do it and to understand your vision for how to reach the goals for the company. And I don't know, I just really like it a lot. I highly recommend this book. It's super interesting. There's so much value in it. And I'm so grateful that I found it. It was just kind of a special moment when I saw this book propped up. And I guess to be honest, to just put myself out there, with my job, I was a manager when I previously worked there, and I felt like when I went back, it was going to be my tail is between my legs and everything, because I felt that being a good manager is something that I need to work on and that I kind of struggled with in that role, and it was the reason for led up to me leaving. I mean, there's other things going on in the store, and I can't take the blame for low metrics in the store or low sales. It takes a village, right? It's not really how that saying goes, but you get the picture. And it wasn't like that at all. And when I found this book, it just really warmed my heart, because I was thinking oh, you know, all I need is knowledge on it, because as the Dalai Lama said, we are capable of positive change. I mean, that that's a real thing, and I want to learn how to be a good leader. That is really important. That's something that I really strive for. And I just find it really interesting, because it's not something that's taught often. So just coming across this book really made my day. But yeah, as I read more of it, I just started it. I haven't read too much of it, but as I read it, I'm sure I'll tell you guys more about it and just the stuff that I get out of it. All right, guys, so here's a couple of pointers that I've gathered about selling during this current health crisis. Selling puzzles is a pretty hot item to sell right now. We all have been told by the government to shelter in place, to stay put, and we're isolating ourselves, and puzzles are perfect for that. So is board games. I think a lot of families with kids and parents are spending a lot more time together. They're all cooped up, and board games, I think, are a good thing to sell in addition to puzzles. Video games, yeah, because the kids are out of school, and can't really go outside too much. If you go outside, you got to wear a mask. So why not play some video games, right? And I think Call of Duty is I'm not a gigantic gamer, but I heard through the grapevine that the Call of Duty was the most sold Call of Duty of all time. And it came out around when the COVID-19 shiznit started going down. So I thought that was interesting. But yeah, video games are definitely something that, you could sell during this current time. Let's see. Electronics, tablets, you know, kids are out of school and parents, you know, they want their, they want, you know, want to keep their kids occupied. Or any electronics, really. Phones. Just be mindful that, like, you test everything. And I don't know if I would recommend, actually, phones, just because, I mean, it's different for me because I'm a tech and, like, I'm familiar with, like, what to test for. Because I test phones all day. But, like, the average Joe, like, it could be very easy to, like you buy an iPhone X for, like, $100 off or up. And you get it, and, like, it's disabled, and it says connect iTunes. You're like, oh, like, I'll just hook it up and connect it to iTunes. But then you do that, and then you see it, like, it's locked with an Apple ID because that's Apple's security system preventing theft, which really kind of gets in the way of things sometimes. But yeah, I could see how, like, you know, I think I take back the phones. I mean, it's definitely a moneymaker. I have made money off phones. I've made money off of Apple Watches. Ooh, Apple Watches are... Yeah, I mean, if you could buy an Apple Watch off Craigslist, give it like $50 and then flip it on Facebook Marketplace for $150, that's plausible. That's totally doable. I've done it before. And it's less things to, like, you know, have to test as well with the Apple Watch, but yeah, I guess that's more of like an intermediate selling realm. But anyways, thank you so much, guys, for listening to my podcast. I'm gonna try to do it more often, and please check me out on Facebook, Travis Allen Roundtree, and check out my other podcasts. Thank you so much, guys. Peace.